Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to be reviewing some short vowel word families. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's begin. Find a pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to color first. Now, if you look at the top of your page, there's a picture. I'm going to sound out a word. I want to see if you can blend those sounds together and find it in the picture. Okay? Let's try it. Here we go. Man. Do you see the man? Big tall guy with his hand in his pocket. Okay, let's color the man. Let's start with his hair. Let's just color his hair black. Color his hair black. And let's talk about the word man. It says m-a-n. What sound a? What letter is that? Yep, the letter A. It's a short A sound. M-a-n, man. It is a word in the an family. M-a-n. There are other words in the an family. Take two more seconds for his hair. Two, one. Let's put him in a green shirt. Find your green crayon. I'm using yellow green. Doesn't matter. Let's put him, the man, in a green shirt. There are other words in the an family like man. What if we took the m in man and changed it to k? What would you get? Can. Change the k in can to f. Fan. Change the f in fan to t. Tan. You got it. Change the t in tan to r. Ran. All of these words belong in the an word family. They all end with a-n, the letter A, and n. That makes a word family when all these words end the same way. And bonus, they rhyme. Put down your green crayon. Let's put some brown pants on him. Find your brown crayon, color his pants, and go ahead and color his shoes brown too. So we could say, the man has some tan pants. The man is a fan, and he can do whatever he can. The man is a fan of the color tan. See, I'm just making it up because these words rhyme. These words rhyme because they all belong in the an family. All right. Take three more seconds for the brown pants on the man. Three, two, one. Let's move on from the an family and find something else. Ready? Here we go. K, I, d. K, I, d. Kid. Do you see the kid? There's two of them. I want you to look for the one next to the man. See him? He's a kid. Yep. That does not belong in the an word family. That has k, I, I, I. What letter makes that sound? I. It's a short I sound. And then it's followed by d. So it's id. It's the id family. Let's color this kid. Let's color his hair yellow. Find your yellow crayon and color his hair yellow. This is the kid. K-I-D. Kid. It's part of the id word family. There's a lot of words in the id word family. We're going to go over them after we color his hair yellow. All right. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Let's put this kid in an orange shirt. Any kind of orange will work for me. Let's put him in an orange shirt. All right. Take the K in kid and change it to L. Lid. Take the L in lid and change it to D. Did. Okay, how about this word? I'm going to tell it to you, and then I want you to tell me the sounds. Hid. Tell me the sounds in hid. Id. Hid. So it belongs in the id word family. All right. The kid has an orange shirt. Let's put some blue jeans on him. Blue jeans. Not blue shoes, though. Blue jeans. All right. Kid. Id. Lid. Hid. The kid hid next to the man with the fan with the can. Blue jeans. Put your pen or your crayon down. I almost said pen. Where'd that come from? And let's give him some black shoes. Go ahead and color his shoes black. All right. Take 3 more seconds for all of the kid. 3, 2, 1. All right. Put all your crayons down. So we've practiced the an family, an, man, fan, can, ran. And now we've done the id word family, kid, lid, rid, did. Now I want you to look for something else. Ready? Look for something else in your picture. Here it goes. D, og. D, og. Yes, the dog. I love dogs. Let's color this dog. Oh, let's just do brown. He's wearing a collar. You can, we'll do the collar last. So color the rest of him brown. Dog. What sound? Which letter is making the ah sound in dog? Yes, it's the letter O. It's a short O sound. D-og. Dog. There are lots of words in the og word family that go along with dog. Here we go. If you take the d in dog and change it to l, what do you get? Log. Change the l in log to f, fog. Change the f in fog to h, h, hog. You got it. Lots of words. I'm going to tell you a word. You tell me the sounds. Ready? I just started to sound it out for you. I'm so sorry. I was about to give it all away. Can you tell me the sounds in sog? Yes. S-O-G. Sog. It's like a soggy old mess. Sog. Ugh. Sog ball. Yuck. All right, put down your brown crayon. Let's put a purple collar on the dog. Put a purple collar on the dog. That should not take you very long. It's a little collar. All right, put down all your crayons. So we have the an family, man. We have the id family for kid. We have the og family for dog. There's one more I want you to learn, and here we go, or to review. Here it is. G. Hug. Hug. Do you see that the boy is going to hug his dog and the dog is going to hug the boy? Isn't that so sweet? I just love it. So we're going to color the boy that is going to hug his dog because he loves his dog. Let's color this boy's hair black. The one that is going to hug the dog. So hug. What letter is making the sound? Yes, the short U sound. Short U says hug. Hug belongs in the ug word family. Put down your black crayon in 2, 1. Let's color his shirt red. He is going to hug the dog. There are a lot of words in the UGG family. Take the H in hug and change it to T, T, tug. Take the T in tug and change it to B, B, bug. All right, red shirt, almost finished. Okay, put down your red crayon in 3, 2, 1. Let's give him some blue jeans too. Color his jeans blue. Take the B in bug and change it to R. Rug. You got it. You're doing it. All right, blue jeans. And then he has a shoe peeking out. We'll color that shoe black. Find your black crayon. I just had mine and now I can't find it. There it is. Color the shoe peeking out. He's sitting cross-legged, so that's actually the bottom of his shoe. Color that black. And then put down all of your crayons. You've done an amazing job. Okay, here we go. I want you to find your pencil. We're going to do some work at the bottom of our page. All right, look at number one. Let's read that word. D-O-G. D-O-G. Dog. Can you trace the circle around the O and the G? What does the O and the G say? Og. It's the og family. Dog, log, frog, hog. Scoot over. We have the beginning sound for dog. We need to write the ending, the word family. D, ah. You need to write an O and a g, g, g. Scoot over. Let's write the whole word. D, d, a, o, g, g. Let's check it. You should have D, O, G. Dog. All right, let's try number two. Let's sound it out. It says k, id, k, id, kid. Trace the circle around the I and the D. That's the id word family. Scoot over. We have k at the beginning. Let's write the word family. I is I, d is D, kid. Scoot over. Let's write the whole word. K, 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 I, d, d, kid. Check it. You should have K, I, D. All right. Look at number three. There's a list of words going across, but they're missing the vowel sound. They're missing the middle letter for the word family. I'm going to tell you what I want you to put. I'm going to tell you the sound, and you're going to write it in. So number three, the very first one has a C, and then there's a blank, and then there's a T, right? I want you to have it say cut, cut. What letter do we need in the middle? Yes, the letter U. So it should have C, and then you write U, and then it ends with T, cut. Okay, scoot over. I want this word where there's a B, blank G, I wanted to say big, b-ig, I. Yes, write the letter I. Good, you should have B-I-G, so it says big. Scoot over, there's an H, and then a blank, and then the letter P. I want it to say hop, hop. What do I want you to write? Yes, the letter O. So we have H-O-P, hop. Last one. I want you to write the missing letter. We have a J, missing letter, M. I want you to write the letter that would make this say jam. J-A-M. Yep, you need the letter A. So it has J-A-M. All right, number four. We have to write the whole word. It's hug. Like the boy was hugging his dog. Hug. H-U-G. Hug. Check it. You should have H-U-G, hug. Okay, scoot over. We need to write man. M-A-N. Check it. You should have M-A-N, man. You did it. We reviewed so many different word families. You did Terrific. I'm so proud of you. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.